I can't stop thinking about the sand in my feet. I got a heartache, cause cold ain't for me. I wish my worries would wash into the sea. Cause it's far too cold, darling, cold ain't for me.
Good morning, 810 here on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Cold ain't for me. No, I love that. I absolutely love that song. Joining us now, we have Sam Abel. She is the city manager for the city of Gulf Breeze. Sam, well, welcome back to the Pensacola Morning News.
Hey, good morning, Andrew. Hey,
good morning. You guys did some interesting stuff yesterday. We are almost at the end, if I'm not mistaken, of a very, very long saga. We don't need everything with the history of this, but we are about to sell the golf course?
That is correct. We're about to sell the East Golf Course, which, of course, has been the operating golf course, the West Course having been, impacted from Hurricane Ivan. So that's the West Course. Those 18 holes have been operating as a park ever since. So that's enjoyed by the residents for walkers and that sort of thing. But the East Course actually broke even this year. 3 years ago, the council talked about wanting to restore it to Premier Golf. And so we entered into an agreement with Honors Golf. Also, their parent company is Troon, goes by a different name, but they're the global leader in golf management. They have done a great job in helping us to restore the golf. But at the end of the day, the city owning the golf course is part of our utility. We just don't know golf the way that the private market does. Mm-hmm. And so we had been working towards listing the property since last March. And I think you've reported before about Scott Zeff coming to our council and sharing his thoughts with for the clubhouse, turning that more into a restaurant entertainment area for families. And so the council approved that last night.
And swimming complex.
Oh, no, I did not say that. Putting words in my mouth. It's too early for that,
I
Andrew.
I keep hoping.
Well, I'll put a whisper in his ear, I'm sure.
In an ice rink, just saying, in an ice rink. But anyway, go ahead. The actual deal.
Yes, and so he brought to the table an experienced management group from South Florida. We checked them out and came to terms. So this will begin the 60 days due diligence. So as you said, Andrew, we have owned the golf course since 2012. We purchased it during the recession in order to preserve the property values for 15 different HOAs who are outside our city limit but are our water customers. We've made quite a bit of improvements to help with the expansion of a treatment plant. And this really is, just as you said, it's the closing of a chapter. So, I know that our mayor and council have worked really hard in order to not just protect those property values from that property falling into bankruptcy, but to restore it and return it to the hands of the private market. So we felt really good last night. There were also two other properties that we sold that are also owned by the utility. We did that gearing up for some big improvements that we plan to make after Hurricane Sally. We looked at the condition of our lift stations. We had a 30-day after action report with an independent study. And so it's important that while it's still fresh in everyone's mind, that our customers see us moving forward with all those improvements and repairs. And, of course, it was a 500-year flood event.
Right.
But you don't want to get complacent. So right. If we can do some hardening, now is the opportunity. So you'll see us moving forward with that, too.
There's nobody saying that these flood events are getting less common. So, yeah, we got to be more prepared than we were before.
That's
You guys also took up – this was a pretty controversial decision, kind of unexpected. Santa Rosa County Commission making some, preliminary moves, really, to make it possible to open up some of the land to development that could theoretically jeopardize some of the water supply in the area. And you guys made a decision about that last night, too, or at least you talked about it, right?
Yes, that's right. And actually, there's not much preliminary about it, Andrew. Pretty shocking. Last August 26th at a Board of County Commission meeting, a commissioner brought up the well field protection zone where there are 12 wells that provide water to 86,000 people, including East Milton and all of South Santa Rosa County. Depending on where you live, you receive water from that shallow gravel aquifer. And his thought was that there were some existing borrow pits that had their property rights taken away by Environmental Protection back in 2013. After 4 years of study, in order to be compliant with state and federal law, there were protections put in place that those borrow pits couldn't expand, and he felt that was unfair. a couple other commissioners agreed with him, and they directed staff to move forward with a comprehensive plan amendment to remove the protections, blanket removal, from the comprehensive plan. That was drafted. Of course, our Fairpoint Regional Utility, which is comprised of all of our member utilities in South Santa Rosa County, we got wind of that. Rather than be adversarial, we hired an environmental specialist to point the county commissioners back to their own environmental studies, because you cannot legally amend your comprehensive plan without data and analysis showing the public interest to do so. We went to the zoning board meeting. The zoning board, by a vote of 7-1, recommended against the comprehensive plan amendment, found it was not in the public's interest. Then it went to the Board of County Commissioner. The commissioners heard about 5 hours of concerns, and they heard from the special interests of borrow pit owners and resource extractors. And by a vote of 3-2, the commissioners in the north end of the county approved the comprehensive plan amendment, and the two commissioners representing the south end of the county voted against. And so that is where we are. It now goes to the county, state of Florida, Department of Economic Opportunity. And there's 30 days to file a challenge, or else we can have anyone purchase property in order to expand borrow pits and resource extraction, or those existing borrow pit owners, of course, who spoke so highly in favor of removing this protection for 86,000 individuals drinking water. Will be able to expand their operations.
It went and it goes to DEO, not the Department of Environment, huh? So what happens now if it's been put forward to DEO? And of course, you know, the Fairpoint Water System, what happens now?
Well, it was shocking. It was absolutely shocking when the vote actually was approved. And so it did take the time for our utility groups to scramble, because we all got on the phone and said, well, do we act independently to file challenges, or do we do this together as one united voice for the 86,000 people that this could affect their drinking water? And so the South Santa Rosa Utility Board met, the Holly Navarre Water Systems Board met. Last night, our city council met. You heard from our Mayor Pro Tem, Tom Nail, and our mayor, who individually had spoken with commissioners on this subject. And today, the Fairpoint Regional Utility will meet. The Fairpoint Regional Utility is comprised of all the member utilities. So they'll come together. I expect that after they meet, there will be a statement released very shortly. But it is concerning, obviously, because it really is going to come down to filing a challenge about due process and whether there was adequate data and analysis to prove that this was in the public's best interest. And then we'll see what the state has to say. If the state upholds this comprehensive plan amendment, then you will have major construction activity over a shallow aquifer well field. And unfortunately, if this water is contaminated, which of course that has happened in other places in North Santa Rosa County, you can't restore it. There is no remediation. And so there's certainly room for concern there, Andrew.
I'm just baffled by it all. I hadn't been following it that closely because it was off board meetings and stuff. And it just, but still, the notion that this would be done when we have, you know, case in point examples all over Escambia and Santa Rosa County of how this is a bad deal, especially with water in the state of Florida, and our aquifer system is so uniquely abundant and clean. And okay. Well, we'll see what we can do. Just a very last quick thing. We've only got a moment, but I did want to ask you. You guys were looking at buying yourselves a new vehicle. We talked last hour with Chip Simmons about surplus vehicles, but you guys are looking at buying another vehicle. Did you approve that decision?
Oh, gosh. I'm going back looking on our agenda to see which vehicle we might be talking about, Andrew.
Oh, it was the light-medium tactical vehicle, the
LMTV.
Oh,
sure, yes. Well, you know, when you said Chip Simmons, that should have connected the dots me. So, yes. yes, that was approved.
Well, I think a lot of times people dramatize these things when they have all kinds of varied purposes. And to quote one of the greatest Christmas movies of all time, Die Hard, looks like the police have themselves an RV. So excellent work. I love to see that happening.
When you see that, Andrew, it's during our storm.
Yes, exactly.
I can't say enough how important it is to be able to access people, especially when you're on a peninsula surrounded by water. the coastal high hazard areas. We certainly saw during Hurricane Sally how much our older one that we have now, how much it came into use. So good reasons other than just simply for diehards, although they still look they look pretty cool.
Absolutely. They're great for police purposes, and they're great for rescuing and for all kind of fire rescue, all that kind of stuff. Sam Abel, she is the city manager for the city of Gulf Breeze. Sam, thanks as always for the public service. Thanks for the time explaining some of this stuff to us this morning. I appreciate it.
Sure. Thank you, Andrew.